Unit 1. Learning about global relations. Japan is a member of the Group of Seven, G7, which refers to seven developed countries, including France, the US, the UK, Germany, Italy, and Canada. It was created by six countries in 1975 to talk about global issues such as economy, energy, and trade after the Nixon shock and first oil crisis in the 1970s. In 1976, Canada, and in 1977, then EC, now EU, started participating. In 1991, after the Cold War, Russia also began participating and was a full member from 1994 to 2014, until they annexed Crimea by force. The G7 members take turns hosting meetings. Japan hosted the summit in Hiroshima in 2023, when the major agendas were support for Ukraine and nuclear disarmament. The G7 is fundamentally different from G20. The G7 countries basically share principles of freedom, democracy, and human rights as developed countries, while G20 includes a greater variety of countries. These include emerging economies and resource-rich countries from Central and South America, Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe. International relations, international affairs, and global studies are academic subjects in the fields of politics, economics, history, culture, society, and so on. They are all concerned with interactions among states, international organizations, and other actors in the global system. They also deal with shared issues like financial crises, climate change, and human rights. In this textbook, you will learn about these kinds of global relations and issues. But why is such study important? Generally speaking, people usually care most about what is happening in their own country or community. But have you ever wondered how events in other countries affect you? Likewise, how are your decisions affecting people elsewhere? As you will learn, ideas, decisions, and activities in one part of the world are increasingly affecting societies far away. Because of advances in technology, people are becoming more interconnected in almost every aspect of their lives, from the cultural and social to the economic and political. Through internet technologies, we are able to engage with the world more than ever before, and our lives are becoming far more convenient. Yet, as societies and their peoples become more closely interconnected, misunderstanding, tension, and conflict can also arise. As such, it is important to understand the global community from various perspectives and learn to express informed opinions about shared issues. We might then discover new ways to live more harmoniously and successfully with one another in this fast-changing world.
The global impact of conflict. Politically and economically, since the 1970s, increasingly countries around the world have affected each other. A recent example is the war between Russia and Ukraine, which strengthened the connection among G7, NATO, and EU countries to face Russia and support Ukraine. At the same time, oil and natural gas markets, wheat and other crops, became unstable because Russia and Ukraine are the primary export countries for these goods. Since prices rose, East African countries were forced to use environmentally harmful energy and driven to deforestation. West African countries were also affected, especially by being cut off the supply chain of the wheat and other crops. In fact, in Niger, Wheat prices rose by 40%, and 20% of the population suffered from starvation. In Mali, food aid did not reach refugees and led to starvation and malnutrition. In Nigeria, not enough fertilizer was transported, causing a decrease in crop production. As a result, the governments of all these African countries became unstable, increasing the chances of terrorism and leading to economic confusion. Triggered by rises in the prices of oil and the wheat, it's possible for inflation to occur in any part of the world.